Hello, this is Dr. Annie Rohr with another episode of Even Psychologists Lose Their Shit. Just a little story here, or actually just a thought about whether or not your therapists have issues. A lot of people ask if a psychologist or a therapist have their own problems. I mean, you generally know this, right? You know the answer to this. The answer is yes, we're human and we have problems. Do we do everything that we tell you to do? Some do. Some therapists are really good about using the strategies that they suggest. Some are human, and just like you, they try their best to do them, and sometimes they fail at them. I am a human being with problems. I'm somebody who has postpartum anxiety. I'm someone who has a family history of depression. And you know what I call that, folks? I call that a therapist with experience. So you want to see someone who is a human being who has issues. You want to see someone who can relate to what you're saying. You want to see someone who's been through it. And I guarantee you the person sitting next to you or across from you on the couch or on the other side of the phone or screen has got some issues. And maybe they've figured out how to manage it better. Or maybe they haven't, but they're damn good at helping other people. But I just want you to think about that. Because we do have issues. We do have family problems. And quite a few therapists, not all, go into the field because they had issues and they want to help people who, you know, who has the same issues they do. So you have a lot of therapists who have experienced trauma or addiction or grief, and then they choose that field to be the one that they help with. And sometimes they share and sometimes they don't, their own stories. When I got postpartum anxiety, I quickly went and got trained on perinatal mental health and got a certification so I could help moms. Am I great at helping moms? Probably not yet. I feel like a lot of the moms I talk to are better at certain things than I am. Again, I'm human, but can I be a subjective listener? Can I help you anyway? Sometimes you want to find a therapist who makes you feel good, makes you feel heard, makes you feel supported, and truly you want to be able to buy into their shit, okay? This is a big deal. If you're listening to a therapist and you're thinking, this guy or girl doesn't know what the hell they're saying, or this person's an asshole, that's not your therapist. You want to look forward to seeing them sometimes. Sometimes you don't. If you're about to, you know, enter into a traumatic zone and you're talking about trauma or whatever, you might not want to have that session. But generally you want to see this person. And when they say things, you think, ah, she gets it. He gets it. I really like that. You walk out with some aha moments. You have moments where you feel like they get you, you're heard. That's the therapist for you. But if you're sitting across from someone and you're like, oh, not this bullshit again, or God, here he goes, that's not your therapist. Okay, so back to, I keep digressing. That's just my jam. Back to whether or not we're human. Across from you is a person who has a life, who has problems, who has stuff happening. If we don't text you back right away, possibly we just forgot. We are human again, right? But people hold us to this extremely high standard. Do we have perfect marriages? No. Do we try our damnedest? Yes. Do we have tools and strategies to use? Absolutely. Do we have education on how to communicate better? Yes. Do we employ them all the time? No, but we try. So I want you to know that. I want you to understand that you're talking to someone who's just trying and is a human being on the other end. And your job is not to find a perfect person. Your job is to find someone who suits you. I do suggest finding a therapist who has experience in the area that you're looking for, if there's something specific you're looking for. A postpartum anxiety mom needs to talk to another postpartum anxiety therapist, or at least someone with training. Okay, so do me and my husband have the most amazing communication skills? Here's something funny. I believe we did before we had a child. Ha! How's that? Now we're working on it because something new happened to us. And just like everybody else, we're adjusting. So now we're a couple with a toddler. We're not just him and I. We're him, me, and this little baby, and now a toddler who drives us crazy. So now I'm having to employ new strategies and new ways. So think about that. We are regular people who did our best and chose a field to help others. It's pretty noble when you think about it. It's hard. And by the end of the day, at least me, I'm not the most extroverted person. I'm wiped, you know? You talk to a lot of people, you don't want to talk to anybody else. So it leaves little space for family sometimes. So anyway, I hope this gives you a little inside look into therapists and the fact that we are human beings, and likely the person you're talking to has been through it or some kind of through it, and that's why they're sitting there with the education they had helping you. Oh, and finally, a lot of people ask, what do they do if they don't like their therapist? You don't really have to do anything at all. You could let them know that they're not a good fit, but sometimes that feels awkward for you and sometimes for them even. You can just stop calling and make an appointment, and that's okay too. It's okay. We are trained to know that people come and go, life happens, people adjust. So it's okay if you just sort of disappear and find a new therapist. And you know, I supervise a bunch of therapists, and a lot of them will call me, and it does, you know, you wonder if it hurts them or it makes them worry. I do have some who will say, gosh, I've had a lot of clients drop off lately. I'm starting to wonder if it's me. And then it's something that we process together as therapists, and what's happening for them and what kind of clients they had and what kind of fits they had, and, you know, was it a good therapeutic fit and what was going on. So that does come up for us, you know. If people drop off, we do wonder, but that's our stuff to deal with. You don't have to help us. We can help ourselves. So if you need to find someone else, or you want to try out a few people, that's normal. Find a good fit. If you don't want to make another appointment, that's okay. If it is a therapist that you've been seeing for a long time and you want to change, it is courteous to talk about it, but you don't have to. And that thought of, does my therapist like me and do they think about me? After sessions, some people ask me that a lot. I have a lot of patients that I would have been friends with had we not met this way, but you know, life gave me this relationship with them, and I'm blessed to have it. And do I think about them? Do I worry about them? Yes. So we do care about you, and we do worry about you, especially when things are going hard. We're a part of your world. We're walking your path with you for a little while. So again, human beings, regular problems, trying our best. Hope this helped and was a little interesting. Please email me if you have any topics you want to hear, or if you have any questions, or if you find this interesting. Thank you so much. Blessings to you.